Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Tuesday, June 24th. I am Arlene Gregor with the Q95 News Team. In our headline stories this evening, a huge economic challenge ahead. In our headline stories this evening, Electoral Commission denies opposition accusations that it is being politically hijacked by the Roosevelt Skerrit administration. In news from the region, St. Lucia Union wants answers. An international Ukraine Army helicopter shut down despite ceasefire. The news is brought to you compliments Belfast Estate Limited, Quartz Dominica Limited, Burton & Company Limited, and the Orange Media. Stay tuned, the details of these stories and more coming right up.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth and unmatched blend. This outstanding, refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
Feel the difference with affordable air condition units from Quartz. And right now, you can beat the heat with split units starting at only $1,199 or $14 weekly. Also, pay nothing for 60 days and you get 50% off installation of AC units. So come in today and get the air condition unit that gives you the cool comfort you want. Only at Quartz, bringing value home.
I made a stupid mistake.
See where it's now landed me.
My baby's now behind bars.
Feels forgotten by society.
It's time for us to make a change.
All of us make a change.
Juvenile Justice Reform Project.
All of us make a change. Make a change.
Instead of incarceration, y'all, let's try diversion, reform, rehabilitation.
Our youth needs a second chance beyond bars.
A world that accepts them with open arms.
It's nice to know that you're here.
Just know that we care.
This time we'll do our part. Let's all make a fresh start.
It's time for us to make a change.
All of us make a change.
Juvenile Justice Reform Project.
All of us make a change.
Make a change.
The Juvenile Justice Reform Project, a new path to changing lives for good, funded by USAID and the OECS Secretariat.
I am at Burton & Company, the electric shop with Kenya. Tell me about your appliances, Kenya.
We at Burton & Company stock a wide selection of major and small appliances. Fridges, freezers, washing machines, dishwashers, and more. Maytag, Fago, Daichi are the brands to name a few. Small appliances include blenders, coffee makers, toasters, mixers, microwaves, toaster ovens, irons, and so much more. All brand names you know and trust, including Oster and KitchenAid. I look forward to assisting you at the electric shop.
Thank you, Kenya. Burton & Company.
The electric shop.
Located on the corner of Independence Street and Kennedy Avenue.
And welcome back. The Dominica Public Service will officially celebrate a Public Service Day on December 5th, 2014. However, to mark a number of activities leading up to that day, the Public Service is gearing up to officially launch the Public Service Day 2014 on Wednesday, June 25th at the Fort Young Hotel. A number of government officials and senior public officers are expected to deliver addresses during the official launch. This year, the Dominica Public Service will celebrate their milestones under the theme An Efficient Service, A Sustainable Future. The theme seeks to remind public officers that a well-organized and proficient workplace comprising diligent and professional employees will result in a prosperous future for the country. According to that release, this year, several social, educational, and community outreach activities, such as hikes on the segments of the Whitey Kubuli National Trail, a talent night, outdoor games, and a church service, will precede the official celebration of Public Service Day. The service has also scheduled a number of monthly awareness and education activities which aim to enhance participation of the wider public service. Public Service Day 2014 activities will culminate with the awards and recognition ceremony scheduled for December 5, 2014. A call has been made for more institutions on the island to assist children with special needs. This call came from Social Services Minister Gloria Shillingford as she addressed a ceremony marking the 40th anniversary of the Alpha Center on a Monday. Shillingford says there will always be children with special needs in our midst, and that we can no longer ignore the fact that they are entitled to all rights and privileges enjoyed by the rest of society. She states further that more support is also needed from the general public in the efforts of the center, as the government alone cannot do it.
And so this morning I call upon the rest of society to support the work of the Alpha Center by making generous donations to this worthy cause. Indeed, I call upon more institutions like the Alpha Center to help our children here in Dominica. There will always be children with special needs in our midst, and we can no longer ignore the fact that they are entitled to all the rights and privileges enjoyed by the rest of society. We must therefore assist them in identifying the talents, developing them, and helping them to live successful and fulfilling lives.
Social Services Minister Gloria Shillingford. In our headline story this afternoon, the Electoral Commission in Dominica has assured the general public that it is committed to free and fair elections. In a statement issued on Monday, the commission says the present electoral system has produced free and fair elections in Dominica over several decades, and it is confident that the system is able to continue to do so. The statement comes on the back of a meeting between the United Workers Party and the Electoral Commission earlier this month, in which the party presented six major issues of discussion. These issues include the cleansing of the voters' list, the functioning of the registering officers in specific constituencies, the issuance of the multi-purpose ID cards and their use for voting in the upcoming general election, the importation of overseas voters, reviewing electoral laws, and a public education drive. In its statement, the commission informed that steps are being taken to cleanse the voters' list and that the enrollment process of the multi-purpose identification card is assisting in providing information which is used to cleanse the list. The commission also informed the United Workers Party that while it had considered the matter of overseas-based voters and was in fact preparing a position paper on the issue, it had not, as a body, considered the specific issue of overseas voters being brought in by any political party. The commission also made it clear that it would not tolerate any malpractice on the part of registering officers, noting the difficulty of the work of the registering officers. With regard to the issuance of the MPID and its use for voting in the upcoming general election, the commission provided to the United Workers Party details of the progress that was being made on the enrollment and some on the challenges that it faced. Parliamentary representative for the Marigot constituency, Edison James, says after more than 4 weeks of the Marigot hospital being closed due to a severe termite infestation, there has been no progress made on the facility. Health officials say the hospital is expected to remain closed for at least 3 months as construction work is done to repair the health facility. Speaking on Q95's Hot Seat program on Tuesday, James says there seems to be internal conflict over who should be awarded the contract for works on the hospital.
I was there, 3 days, 4 days ago. There was no sign of any work being done. I've seen written that they are going to do some emergency work, but emergency work after 4 weeks of the hospital being closed, it doesn't suggest that there's any emergency concern there. I'm on the way down there. I will see again. If you had called me, it's probably 10 minutes from now, I'll be right there at the hospital area, and there's nothing going on there as far as you're concerned. And what is sad is that there seems to be this internal bickering about who should be at the contract and who should be asked to work. Somebody in some position has said that not over their dead body, that one of our contractors in the Northeast here will get work on the hospital. So when one hears that and is aware of that, one has to be concerned about whether the priority is looking after the people of the Northeast, looking after the people of Marigot, or just plain politics.
Parliamentary representative for the Marigot constituency, Edison James. A coffee processing plant being constructed at 1 Mile Portsmouth is said to be well ahead of the projected time of completion. This according to the Agriculture Investment Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. John Tusa. Tusa said the scheduled completion time was July 31, 2014. However, the project should be finished by July 15th, which puts it at about 2 weeks in advance.
Presently, we are around 98% completion of the structure to house the coffee plant. The due date was the 31st of July, but we are going to complete it 3 weeks in advance. We're supposed to be fully complete. It's supposed to be fully completed by the 10th to 15th of July. So we're going to have 2 to 3 weeks advance. We are ahead of the project. So we expect at the initial stages to get coffee from most likely Nicaragua. But the Ministry of Agriculture is in a production drive where we are giving farmers to establish around 5 acres of coffee within the first 3 years. And, you know, coffee takes 3 to 4 years to be bearing. So what we intend to do is continue planting more coffee and we start producing more local coffee. We'll be reducing on import of the beans until we are self-sufficient.
The plant donated by the Venezuelan government is expected to see the processing of 200 tons of coffee beans per year. And that was all local news for this evening. In news from the region, President Raul Castro headed a meeting of Cuba's Council of Ministers last Saturday in which he called for deeper analysis of the challenges that continue to affect the country's economic growth. We have a huge challenge ahead and we must not let the problem overwhelm us, he noted. Economy and Planning Minister Adel Izquierdo submitted the economic report for the first semester of this year by explaining that although the Cuban economy grew compared to 2013, expected levels will not be reached, indicating a greater economic slowdown than foreseen. He said that the country's gross domestic product, or GDP, will grow some 1.4% by the end of this year. As to the investment plan, the minister pointed to a 95% estimate by the end of 2014. Government Vice President Marino Murillo referred to the ongoing currency unification process by explaining that some actions have included the training of personnel at different entities in order to carry out that program. However, he insisted that the currency unification by itself will not solve all the problems facing the Cuban economy, but it is a crucial part of the whole process, which takes over policies aimed at increasing efficiency and productivity. And internationally, the Ukrainian military says one of its helicopters has been shot down by pro-Russian rebels in the east, killing all 9 people on board. It says the Mi-8 helicopter was hit by a rocket shortly after takeoff outside the rebel-held city of Sloviansk. It comes a day after the rebels vowed to observe a ceasefire until Friday in response to a government peace plan. But Ukraine's president said he may end it due to constant violation by rebels who are controlled from abroad. A statement from Petro Poroshenko's office said the head of state does not exclude that the ceasefire regime may be revoked ahead of schedule. Earlier, Russia's president warned that the week-long truce was not enough. Vladimir Putin said it should be extended to try to hold substantive talks between the Ukrainian government and the separatists. The rebels have not commented publicly on the Ukrainian military claims. And this has been the Prime Evening News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. In local news, the Electoral Commission denies opposition accusations that it is being politically hijacked by the Roosevelt-Skerrit administration. In news from the region, huge economic challenges ahead, says Cuban president. An internationally Ukraine army helicopter shut down despite ceasefire. Once again, the news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise, Belfast Estate, Courts Dominica Limited, Burton & Company Limited, and The Orange Media. If you missed any of the news packages, log on to the website at www.q95da.com. View the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. I am Arlene Gregor with the Q95 News team, wishing you a very pleasant evening.